A non-Prime Day event was announced by Amazon. You can use Amazon AI to create your listings if you've got a website. Soon, you have to use two-factor sign-in for signing into Seller Central. These stories and more on today's episode of the Helium 10 Weekly Buzz. How cool is that? Pretty cool, I think. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Serious Sellers Podcast by Helium 10. I'm your host, Bradley Sutton, and this is the show that is our Helium 10 Weekly Buzz, where we give you a rundown of all the new stories and going-ons in the Amazon, Walmart, e-commerce world. We let you know what new tools and features Helium 10 has come out with, and we give you training tips of the week that'll give you serious strategies for serious sellers of any level in the e-commerce world. Let's see what's buzzing. A couple news articles that might be of note, and something that just kind of came out of left field that I didn't even know about, was that Amazon has this sale event that's coming up out of nowhere next week. It's not really a Prime Day, but it's kind of like a Prime Day. It's called the Big Spring Sale. All right. It's going from March 20th to 25th. Now, I haven't been paying much attention to like announcements as far as deals in my deals dashboard. Was there something announced about this? Could be, but maybe I missed it. My bad. But basically, this is not a Prime Day because it's not only for Prime members. Now, some Prime people get exclusive discounts on some things, but this is the very first ever event of its kind, and there's going to be all kinds of different discounts, Amazon says here. People are going to be able to shop these deals at amazon.com/Big Spring Sale starting on March 20th. Now, again, I don't know too many details about this, but Amazon is really pushing this out. It was all over the news. So even if you didn't jump in and run a deal during this time, well, first of all, you know, you might want to do some kind of deal during the 20th to 25th, or at the very least, be on the lookout for increased traffic during this time. All right. So might be a time to, you know, do a coupon if you were so inclined, or might want to check your PPC budgets a little closer just in case there's a lot of extra traffic that might be happening due to Amazon promoting this event. Next article is from TechCrunch, and it's entitled Amazon Now Lets Sellers Create Listings Through a URL by Using AI. All right, so in the list your products, basically, let's say you haven't sold on Amazon before, or at least you haven't sold a certain product. Instead of just putting the name of the product in the search bar, you know, like normal, let's say you've got a Shopify website or your own .com website where that product is listed. You can paste the URL of your product into the Amazon Create a Listing page, and it's going to use generative AI to kind of like extract the details of the listing and create like a description for you. So it's interesting. You know, if you're somebody who trusts AI a lot for this kind of thing, this is a completely free service from what I understand. Might be worth a try. So I know Amazon really wants to promote off Amazon brands to get on Amazon. I think that this is one of those things that could definitely help them. On the flip side of Amazon news, Fortune.com is reporting that the FTC is probing Amazon's new controversial fees in its $140 billion seller business. All right, so this is the fees we've been talking about on this show for the last few weeks, and so many sellers are in an uproar. First of all, don't forget, guys, check back on our weekly buzz the last couple weeks. We show how it's not as bad for many sellers as it seems to be due to the reduced FBA fees. But yeah, like there's some serious stuff going on, especially for those people who are doing pallets and truckloads and containers and things like that. I'm seeing people having to pay thousands of dollars more for shipping. Now, the funny thing is, what have I been saying for like a year about this FTC case? The FTC case is like full of nonsense that not one Amazon seller could care less about. They think that they were pulling a gotcha on Amazon for this, that, and this. And literally, they have no clue how Amazon sellers feel, because there are so many other things that Amazon sellers are concerned about than the things that the FTC was trying to like focus in on. However, that being said, for the first time, hey, this is something that is concerning to Amazon sellers. And so it's going to be interesting how this plays out. For the first time, the FTC might actually have something that Amazon sellers are worried about. And so let's see how this investigation pans out. Next article is from your Seller Central dashboard, and it's entitled Two-Factor Authentication Will Be Required for Seller Central Sign-In. Some of you guys have that already, but this is going to go in on March 28th. and you're going to have to use a mobile number or authenticator app to do it. All right. So this, guys, is in my opinion, highly recommended even before March 28th. There's so much like hacking going on out there and password hacking and things like that, that I think on most critical websites, especially your Seller Central account, you should have two-factor authentication on. Matter of fact, you should have two-factor authentication on Helium 10. All right, guys, you know, like Helium 10 always has it available. So if you don't have that on Seller Central or Helium 10, go in there, turn on two-factor authentication to keep your accounts secure. Next article is from Amazon. Now, this was interesting to me because it says everything you need to know about Amazon Business, one of Amazon's fastest growing ventures. All right. So I think most of us have known about the Amazon Business program where you can kind of, or businesses who are registered with Amazon, when they shop, they have a little bit different experience. They can get like quantity discounts and just business discounts and they see different things. It actually reached $35 billion of sales in 2023. All right, so this is quite interesting. This article goes on to say more than 6 million customers are now buying on Amazon Business. This includes small and medium-sized companies, and also Fortune 100 companies use Amazon Business, such as Intel and Citi and Johns Hopkins University, etc. Now, if you want to get more information to see, are your listings, are you enrolled in Amazon Business? You know, what's going on there? Just go into Seller Central, guys, and type in Amazon Business, and you'll go to this dashboard where it talks about the Amazon Business Seller Program, all right? And has a whole bunch of frequently asked questions, tons of details about the ins and outs of this program. But it's kind of a surprise. It was kind of, you know, surprising to me to find out that that is actually one of the fastest growing programs that Amazon has. Next article is not really an article, just a post from Destiny's LinkedIn, where she discovered, or her team discovered, a new ad format. All right. So this is something that she says combines the traditional sponsored brand format of showcasing three ASINs with a custom image, but also layering the in the value add of a store spotlight ad and the sub page navigation. And she put here a sample of that where you can see like the different links here in that custom image. So that is going to be interesting if this is going to be rolled out to everybody. Has anybody actually had access to this and, you know, been able to test it out? Let me know in the comments below. Last article is something that we have now reported on, I think, 4 years in a row. That's how long we've been doing the Weekly Buzz. Always around this time of year, the same little article comes out just as a reminder. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there again. By April 15th, guys, you have to remove meltable inventory from Amazon. Now, a funny thing is when I was typing out the little ticker that you see here on the side, meltable doesn't seem to be a word that my spell checker understands. Like, I always thought meltable was, or anyways, I digress. Meltable is a word to Amazon, and you should know what your meltable inventory is. Heat sensitive products, you know, chocolate, gummies, jelly and wax based products. You have to get those out from April 15th to October 15th, or else Amazon's gonna toss it, all right? So just make sure to go ahead and take care of that. All right, one thing I wanted to give you guys a heads up on is that Kevin King is doing a live strategy session. He hasn't done this in probably over a year from Helium 10. It's gonna be a live webinar, and you guys can actually tune in h10.me/KevinKingLive. All right. So you can register there. h10.me/KevinKingLive. 100% free webinar that he's giving on March 21st, Thursday at 9 a.m. All right. This is so important. I'm going to be doing it at midnight from the Philippines. I'm going to be on the webinar with him, and he's going to give such strategies as two proven techniques to make $1 million main image, seven AI tools every Amazon seller should be familiar with, and a lot more high-level strategy. So regardless what level Amazon seller you are, make sure to register for that workshop, h10.me/KevinKingLive. Let's go ahead and hop into the Helium 10 new feature alerts of the week. The first one is a way to make money now with Helium 10, just as a regular user. There's two different ways, all right? The first way is you guys can actually go to your dashboard, and on the very right-hand side where it has your name, might be hard to see it here on my window, but if you click on your name on the right-hand side of Helium 10, you're going to see a button that says become an affiliate, all right? So that's if you have like a community or, you know, YouTube channel and you think you've got people who are following you out there, well, become an affiliate. You could get 25% commission for life, all right? So somebody clicks on your ad for Helium 10 or a video or a link that you put out for Helium 10, they sign up for Helium 10, you don't even know who they are, you've never talked to them, and you never talk to them again for the rest of your life. 4 years from now, if they're paying Helium 10 $100 a month, guess what? You're getting a check for $25 every single month for life, all right? So that's a pretty cool thing. There's also, I for some reason, it's not in my account, but I think most everybody else, if you click on that, your name, you also have something that says refer a friend or something like that, or refer a customer, where it's not an affiliate whole plan. But if you just have, you know, like a buddy who wants to start learning Amazon, you want to get him started in the Freedom Ticket program, you can get discounts on your own membership by signing people up. So there's two new ways to make money with Helium 10, becoming an affiliate or doing the customer referral. So again, check that out on the right-hand side of your dashboard. Next update is in our tool, inventory management, all right? So something that people have wanted for a long time is the ability to have multiple warehouses, multiple 3PLs. A lot of people, they don't have, or they're not like me, and they have all of their inventory in one warehouse. They might have a East Coast warehouse, a Texas warehouse, a West Coast warehouse. Well, now, if you go to your inventory, you're going to have the ability to add multiple warehouses. So it's right here on your warehouses page. You can add as many as you want and then specify the inventory that is in each of those warehouses. And then basically when you send inventory to Amazon, you choose which warehouse it's coming from. The inventory is going to be drawn out from there. So remember last week we announced that we now have inventory management for all of the European marketplaces. Well, now we have multi-warehouse management for this tool. Anything else that you guys would want for inventory management, please let us know. Last Helium 10 new feature alert is in Adtomic, and it's our day parting schedules now released for all ad types, and then it's also across all of North America, all of Europe, and all of Asia. All right, so you can look at your sponsored product, sponsored brand, and even sponsored display, heat day parting like heat maps, if you were. So that's the, like here, I can see, hey, for my whole account, oh my goodness, my ACoS at 3 a.m. is absolutely abysmal. You know, maybe I want to turn off my ads or lower my bids at that time. But hey, my ACoS at this other time might be pretty good. Maybe I want to increase my bids. Maybe I want to pause my bids. Maybe I want to increase my budgets. All of these things that you want to do, you need to do it based on information. And so what Helium 10 is showing you is the performance of your PPC by time, hour of the day, and by day of the week, and even by your campaign. So make sure to check that out if you have Adtomic day parting across all marketplaces, all ad types. All right, let's get into our training tip of the week. There's actually two things. You know, thinking about the Amazon fees, I think that a lot of sellers are very conscious about, hey, I need to save pennies wherever I can. I need to know where my money is going. So there's a couple things that I want to show you that every single Helium 10 member has, whether you have Platinum or Diamond, or even if you have the starter plan, all right? So these tools are in profits. Now, the first thing I'm going to show you is your expenses, all right? So did you know that with just a couple of clicks, you can find out how much you are paying Amazon per month? Like, for example, my FBA fee charge for storage in February, last month, I can see right here, is $111. That was actually up by $40 over the previous month. If I'm wondering which are my products that are getting those storage fees, I just hit that button for the February month, and I can see at the ASIN level everything that I am paying storage on. And I can see, wow, I got $50 worth of storage for these bat bath mats that I just launched, all right? It kind of sucks. I shouldn't have. Maybe I'm like, why did I have to pay $50 when I just launched it? You know, how is that? But whatever, if I think it's right or wrong, at least I have visibility and I'm not just throwing money at Amazon without knowing where it's going. All right. So make sure to check that out. And then as you guys might have seen from my workshop last week that, or a few days ago that we did, you have a way to automate this where if you're getting more storage fees or more refunds, things like that, you can actually automate this alert and have Helium 10 let you know that your storage fees are going up. All right, so that's on your Insights dashboard. One more thing that is going to help, like when you're launching and helped me when I was launching, is are the heat maps inside of Helium 10. All right, so for any of your products, if you are just about to launch, you might want to make sure that your inventory is distributed across the country. So the way you can do that is go down to one of your product tables. Like I'll go ahead and pull it up here for the bat bath mat. And then you want to hit inventory maps. Okay. And then now you're going to see the map of everywhere where your inventory is. And I can see here, I don't even have any in Texas. Maybe that seems weird to me. You know, Austin has some of the most bats in the world. Why don't they send any inventory to Austin, you know, for my bat shaped coffin mat? But tons of inventory here in New Jersey, more inventory in Maryland over here, Utah, and Florida. And then I can also see my sales distribution based on certain times of the month, or I can look at it at the state level or in the past week, in the past month, whatever. And I can see, wow, okay, I've got a lot of sales in Florida during this couple day time period. So maybe that's why they sent so much of my inventory to Florida. So make sure to check out those heat maps. Sometimes when you're launching a product, you want to wait until Amazon distributes that inventory a little bit more evenly across the country. So you might have your maybe listing closed for a couple days until they distribute it more, and then that's when you turn on your PPC. Well, instead of being blind about where Amazon has distributed your inventory or trying to find some hard to find report inside of Seller Central, just go into profits, go into inventory heat maps, and see every single warehouse where your inventory is across the country. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. That's all for the news and feature alerts. Make sure to tune in next week to see what's buzzing.